cold while I try to connect her. Hi, Lily. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Very well, Lily.
Good, good. Just wanted to let you know we still don't have anything resolved with Google Verified yet. They came back to us saying that the name of the business didn't match, so now we're going back to them saying, yes, it does match, you know, with the new license that we submitted. So, unfortunately, it's taking a little longer than I expected, but I just wanted to give you that quick update as of now. Okay?
Understood. I actually have one question, Lily.
Sure.
There's this number that Thais was notified that we received. Can you please write this down? 813-279-8275.
Okay.
I never received this call.
Okay. So is that a lead that came in through Google Verified?
It says here, you receive a call on your local Splash call tracking number.
Okay. Let me check that here. Hang on one second. Okay, I see that call came in on 8275. That was on the 19th yesterday. It looks like it was a phone call about 48 seconds. So you didn't get, it says the caller pressed the option 1 to get through. So it never rang to you, or is that what you're saying?
Never. Never. I also checked my call history. I never got this call.
Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah, that was not from Google Verified, so that's the good thing.
Yes, it's not a Google Verified lead. So, but even when I checked the other platform, what do we call this other platform, Lily? The one that the local Splash dashboard.
Yes. Where you're seeing it, where you have all of the information internally for Local Splash, right? That's your dashboard.
This is a dashboard where I can see all the leads, even though it's not a Google Verified lead. If I go to leads,
yes, exactly. If you go to leads, you can select what kind of leads you'd like to see, like the calls, SMS, website leads.
Yes. Then I type in this number that I just gave you, 8275.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now it's there.
Yeah, it's here. I see it in the dashboard.
Yeah, it's not. How come yesterday it's not here, Lily?
Well, if it was, because it was the same day, you may want to, you have to refresh. Sometimes when your leads are, like, within the same day and you don't see them, you have to click on that refresh button. Do you see the refresh button on your dashboard?
Yes.
Not the one? Okay, yeah. You want to use that one because they're new. So sometimes they don't automatically sync. Even though you get the notifications, they might not show there immediately. So you might just want to click on refresh.
Understood. But my question, Lily, how come that I did not receive this type of call? Where did this number came from?
Where it came from? Let me see. Just a second. Okay, it's actually not showing us exactly where it came from, but it does show that they called the call tracking number directly. So they could have been looking at your website, for example. And then when they called in, they pressed 1. And there is a 48-second recording, so I'm not sure if that was a message or just a ringing. I can look into that for you, but it looks like they did press 1, and there's a 48-second recording.
Because I'm checking my call history, and I really never received this call. So I'm wondering if this came from the website. Did Dice receive the call?
Well, the call goes directly to the primary business line. Hang on one second. Let me see what I hear here. Okay, so it was a call that came in. They pressed one. It went to voicemail, to Thai's voicemail, and then they just didn't say anything during the recording of the voicemail.
What's the number of Thai's that's recorded there?
Let me see what it goes to. Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like the call tracking number that is linked to the primary phone line, which is 813-784-2706.
Is this Thai's number? Hold on, I'll have to check.
Okay, let me check that as well. That is 2706. I haven't heard it ending in 0475. 2706 seems to be a
This is Thai's personal number.
Yeah.
So you mean to say, Lily, the one that's recorded on the website is Thai's personal number?
Let me just double check. No. What? Okay, you mean the call tracking number where it's linked to, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let me just double check with our team in case there was another change. But yeah, I see that as the primary business line. But let me just double check, okay? Just 1 second. Okay, it'll just be another moment here. Okay, Julie?
Take your time, Lily.
Thank you. 1 second. Okay, thank you so much for your patience, Julie. Are you still there?
Yes, Lily, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so it's currently set, so the call tracking number is set to 813-784-2706. So that's set for calls and SMS from the call tracking number. Did you want us to also use your number, Julie, or should we leave it with size? Because I know we're using your call central phone number for Google Verified, but I'm not sure what you'd like us to do.
Yes. Actually, if it would be, if it's possible, because can we just put the call tracking of all our Google Verified leads only, incoming calls, and then the rest, like the website thing, can it go directly to my number?
Okay, so right now, so the, what they're explaining to me is it's set to the one ending in 2706, and then it rings, mm-hmm. And if it goes over 5 seconds, it starts to ring at 813-414-5647, which is, I believe, your number here, right? Let me just double check. Yeah, 5647, right? So
Remember, we've already requested to route everything to me, right?
That was for Google Verified specifically because of the calls that were being missed. We can set the entire account to go to your line if you would like.
Yes, if that would be possible.
Okay, no problem. So we'll remove that, the one ending in 2706, and we'll just leave yours there. Cause it is set to ring over to you after 5 seconds, but we'll just make it so that it goes directly to 813-414-5647.
That applies to, all inquiry aside from Google Verified, right? Except, like the website inquiry.
Yeah, everything, including Google Verified.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then for the call tracking, Lily, who would get those call tracking? Is it still Thais or it's going to be me this time?
Yeah, it's going to be you. Since we're changing it over to your phone number, everything that goes through the call tracking will go directly to you. So that includes SMS as well.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I've been trying to reach out, guys, but she's not. She hasn't replied to my message yet. But I guess this is it that we need for today, Lily.
Okay.
I'm just going to inform Thais that we haven't fixed the, sorry, what's the term again that you said earlier? We haven't fixed the Google campaign yet, the Google Verified campaign yet.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of an issue with Google Verified, but we are expected to get that resolved very soon. I'm hoping no later than Monday.
Very soon. Gotcha. And Lily, I have added some leads for dispute in our spreadsheet. Please kindly check it, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm working on those as well.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you so much, Lily.
Okay, no problem.
Have
Lily,
a good day.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Just to let you know, we're going to go ahead and make the switch for the call tracking number right now, so it'll be effective in, like, the next 10 minutes or so, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.